No. Okay.
The person who is
how gopis are gatividas?
What you just said, they know the movement of Krishna.
How?
How do they know this?
No. What they have told that we are gatividas, we know your
movement.
What they told? How do we guess that they are Gativida, gopis?
Because they're so attractive.
Who?
The gopis, that they're going to force Krishna to call them. So, we know why you have called us here, they say.
That is.
In the middle of the night.
We know that you are hankering for us.
Yeah.
We know. And you have been cheated by us. You cannot live without us. And your sound says all these things to us. That Krishna cannot live a moment without us. So he is playing, giving Nad Bindu, Nad, in Venu. That, oh Gopi, I cannot live without you. So come at once. So I have. So, knowing this, we have come. From you. That your desire we need. So, gati vidastava udgita mohita. Kita? Kita. Why Kita?
He is feeding himself.
He himself. This is the thing. Why himself? If a man got any chintamani, that chintamani comes willingly to him, any person, without effort, but he, so, then he is moodha and cheated. So you are cheated person. We so qualified that anyone cannot refuse us. And he still, so there is none in this whole world like you. You are cheated. You have gone to cheat us, but you are cheated.
Achyut.
Because you are achyut. You are achyut for these qualities. Tum apne guno mein achyut ho. Avaguno mein. Because you are having cheated, is cheated from you. You cannot be so that you can cheat others, but you will always be cheated. You are persistent in this, so you are a cheater. Rahasya sambandham, no? Rahasi samvidam hesayodayam prahasitananam prema bhikshanam brihadurasyo brikshadhamate muhurti sriha muniyate rahasi samvidam hesayodayam prahasitananam prema bhishanam brihadurasyo brikshadhamate mohasiha muhiyate. Common meaning is apparent?
Yes, we have it.
you have?
Translated.
You can read?
Our minds are again and again bewildered by thinking of the intimate conversations we had with you in secret places, by feeling the rise of lust in our hearts, and by remembering your smiling face, your loving glances, and your expansive chest, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Thus we experience the most severe hankering for you.
This is most common meaning. No? First we know, and we will read Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Last sloka, Patisutanvaya, Patisutanvaya. Vishwanatha Chakravarti has told that you are Kitava, cheater, and you have been cheated. Cheated also.
Cheated yourself.
Cheater also and cheated also, both. So in whole world there is, who is that younger person? You are meaning Kishore. Who is Kishore? That he is so nishthur and nirdai. Nishthur and nirdai.
Cool-hearted and kindly.
That itself, they have come to you so qualified, so beautiful, so sweet, so Kishori Gopi. They have come to you and you have left them,
neglected them.
Like I told a story of Kamdev. Kamdev is telling that those who hate me, I make them beggar, street beggar, and enough of nowhere. They think that they have conquered Kamdev, but they have been done by me that they are street beggars, nothing eating, all here, everything naked, no eating, no drinking. They don't know any taste of whole world. So they are beaten by me. And they are useless in this world. So, gopis are telling that you are Kisho, and we thought that you are so sweet, so udar, so qualified, beautiful. But we are saying that you have no good all these qualities. You are only banchit. Then. What should we do? Krishna Rahasisam Vidam in this slok, or yahi to hum log pad rahe hain na?
Rahasisam Vidam.
We have come here Mohita. Mohita in 16. We have come Mohita. Git Mohita. We have come here. Why? Because you have inspired your all these bad qualities in us. So we have become Mohita.
Charmed.
And?
Charmed Mohita.
Bewildered.
bewildered, we have come here because we have, at that time we have no Vivek, no this
intelligence.
Without intelligence we, at that time, so we came here anyhow. Mohita, especially you have five things that are the arrow of Kamde, and that five things you have with you, and that is why you have shut down our heart, and so everything of our mind, remembrance and all intelligence, everything we lost, we have lost, and in the end we have come here. What they are telling, rahasya samvidam, are here also muhyate manaha. We have become mohita. Mohit means
bewildered.
Become bewildered. Why? Rahasya samvidam. Rahasya samvidam means these five arrows, they entered our heart through eyes. No? Eyes, through eyes, by this. And went direct in our heart. And in five corners, they
wounded
us. They are firing, jala rahe hain,
burning.
All whole heart. So we have come here, running here. So you should save us. These five arrows are these. First, rahasya samvidam. Rahasya samvidam means the dialects in solitary places, begging from us something that we cannot say, begging something, that is begging rati, you know, prem from us, through the nad of Venu nad, or in dialogue, you expressed your prayer directly. So, this is rahasya samvidam. Understand?
Yes.
Rati Denjak Prarthana. And Diti Hit Sayo Dayam. His Sodium to see us, seeing us, you became full of calm. Full of, not last minute, last minute. You became so much full of calm. And we saw. We saw your heart. You showed us your heart, and that was full of kamna to meet us. And when we saw, we come so much piteous, dayalu, that your heart is burning from calm to meet us, so we have come here running to save you. Hitsayodam. And seeing your Hitsayodam, we have become also Shirsayo them. Your singing and praying, we also have become like so, and we have come here to protect you. Shirsayo them. Not our Shirsayo them. We saw your Shirsayo. And we have come. Shirsayo them. Third, Prahasitananam. Prahasitananam means? Smiling face. Not only smiling face. A flower becomes a smiling, but he cannot tell anything. No? But your smiling telling something, requesting something, begging something. How? By the this corner, eyes corner, with laughing. Yeah? And fourth, Supreme Ikshanam. Supreme Ikshanam. Ikshanam means to see by the corner of eye. With Supreme, meaning with begging something, wanting something. And fifth, your senior baksha very spread chest. Here chest means that was burning with what? Come to meet us, and we realize dhak 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 dhak. It will do. Understand?
Palpitating
to meet us. We we watch this. That your whole heart is full of calm. We realize this. How? Because golden air were telling through Lakshmi is sitting there. So she was telling all these things. And seeing this, we became mohit, we became mad, that how we can protect you. So you have come running here with no buddhi tuddhi sabko dur kar, vivek ko. Only to protect you and to give you what you want. So, having realized that you want to our association, we have come here with utkantha. How you can be protected? This is of only susakha pranay bhav of Radhika. Not of Chandravali. Chandravali has told that you have read in meaning.
Outer meaning.
That meaning.
Yeah.
First, this is of Chandravali. This is right. This is also right. But this is because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is associates of Rup Manjari and Radha Paksha. So she cannot pray like this, that is told. So this is the way. This is of certainly. Now something which is important in Vaishnava Toshi. He is also telling, because he is Ki Manjari? Bilas Manjari. He is also attendant of Rup Manjari. So he has also the same idea, but something different. Okay. Manjari? Rup Manjari is Anugata. So near and dear to Rup Manjari. He is told to be the incarnation of Rupmanjari. Incarnation means?
Expansion.
Expansion. He is telling that muhyate manaha. Muhyate means we are bewildered. How? Hrishayodayam. Viksha. Viksha. In second line, viksha. Viksha. Hrishya yodanam, yodayam, in your heart, we have become muhyaman. Understand? Bewildered. Why? Because they are telling that we are saying that calm has come in your heart. Hrishya yodayam. Hrishyodhya means Hritta, mane heart, Shai, Shai means rog, Haridarog, Udayam in your heart. And that is why you cannot see it peacefully, so you have called us. So we have realized this, so we have come here to subside your this rogue. Krishna is telling, how you knew that I am full of calm? I heard. Then he is telling, arahasi samvidam. Rahasi samvidam means when he was in the society of gopis, meeting with gopis, when he was not disappeared, at that time Rahasi Samvidam, Krishna told them something. Rahasi means in Nirjana Sthan, in quite solitary place. Samvidam means in dialogue. There are so many ways to express ideas, by vyanjana, by lakshana, by abhidha. If any one expert in prem, then they will not tell anything direct, only in vyanjana. That is, Krishna takes a garland. Brinda sees it, that Krishna has taken any garland, golden garden, golden, that is, oh, kya hota hai? Kamal, champa, champak pushpa, and the garland of champak pushpa, and Krishna takes it. Brinda sees it, and tells to Srimati Radhika that Krishna has told me to bring Srimati Radhika, and he wants to be garland of Radhanik. So you should at once. This is vyanjana. Understand? Symbolic and in vyanjana. If Krishna takes any cows in his arms, then it should be think something other thing by his action. So rahasi samvidam, you have told something. That we have known it, your this hrishayodayam. Prahasitanam, that the same prahasitananam mane laughing, smiling and wanting something by laughing, in smiling. so that your calm should be inspired to in us also. Krishna wants that they should meet us. How he can do? By inspiring them. In the same thing in which he is inspired, and by laughing, by smiling, he is inspiring them also to be full of calm so that they can meet us, meet me. So seeing this, prema vikshanam, prema vikshanam also, wanting something with satrishnanayan. Satrishnanayan mane? With thirsty eyes. Want water, want nectar to drink. So you see towards us with that motive, and we have known it. And showing your vastakshal, this, by seeing, you are making us also full of calm. Because there she lives, and it is so full of shobha, beautifulness. All kinds of beautifulness is there. There are two verbs, diksha and spriha. No? Yari diksha dhamate. Brihad ura siro. Here brihad ura siro. Diksha and spriha. What is spriha? These words denote something very deep. Brihad means, what is the meaning of brihad?
Like brihad bhagavatam, it says.
Brihad.
Large, big. Wide.
Wide. But here, that is not meaning. Here, brihad means, so much deep. Itana uniki ichha brihad hai. Ati, ati, ati. Are you sure about it? Are you sure about it? Brihad means here, so deep feeling is there. Whose feeling? Krishna feeling, brihad. So deep. Urasiyo. That we can see from your heart. We feel it. If there is so much calm or anything is there, which is there, this, your face will tell what is in your heart. If there is sorrow, it will declare. If it is so much prem, it will declare. If you are angry, here, face will tell. Everything face will tell. So we are seeing your face and we are understanding it, that Briha, you have so much calm to come in our association. You want our association, Brihad. Brihad. And seeing your Spriha, in first meaning, our desire. We are wanting your to see or to be in your breast. But here, meaning another is this, that this is Priha, gopis are diksha. For gopis, they are seeing. What they are seeing is Priha of Krishna. Ati Spriha, that Krishna is wanting so much them, and that is why we have become Muhyate. We have become demand. that why being a man and he is so bewildered, Krishna? He cannot take all these things. By five things he is attacking us, he tries, but he fails. Now we want his remedy. So we are Musa. How we can satisfy, why we can subside his all these things? Mohita. First meaning is good, that according to that, seeing all your these things, that it is so also beautiful feast, arrow is this, so beautiful, Sriyo mane, it is the center of all kinds of Sobha, beautifulness, na? So madhur, sweet, which we have seen and have become bewildered, first meaning. And second meaning that I have told. So Krishna has ati spriha, and seeing this, we have ati spriha to protect Krishna, to fulfill the desire. They are telling also, muhyate manaha, means another meaning, that first you saw us and called us, and we came bilangha, neglecting the orders of our Pati Sutanvaya Bhratribandhava. And we came to you at that time. We saw that you are bidda with five these arrows, you are yourself, but now by all these five things we are seeing that you have come up to die. Ati sayyam mrityu asanna suchit hoyach. We are seeing that by calm we have come to tenth stage. Tenth stage is? Before death. So by calm we are seeing that you are about to die. So you have come running here and we are Mohita means bewildered, how to protect him? He is also saying, Erup Spriha Durnivarahitva Aprati Karja. So we are not seeing anything, how you can save you? Inside all these things of Krishna. They want to serve Krishna in all ways. Today, but then, Athara.
Two more.
They can do tomorrow. But so many things are that in not explanation.
No, you've given us
so many things.
Yeah. This is just the outer meaning.
But there are some meanings.
Vishnu Chakravarti. Yeah.
But I have explained.
Yeah.
And also I have explained of Vaishnava Kosmi, which are important.
Yeah.
Now you should go.
All right.
Because it is so cold. Because I have no blood. It's not disclosed. And it disclosed before me. Hate Hari Bhanga. Hate Hari Bhanga jante hain. So broke any
pot
in the midst of
market
where hundred and thousands of persons are there. This means that to disclose anything in so many persons. How you expect that means?
Wonderful. We never had understood this pastime. Are you the Kaliya serpent or Dhavanala king in this way? You were seeing it from your eyes.
Now I have given eyes to you. You have to reuse and think and replace with chanting Hare Krishna and doing so. All past times have so many meanings and deep moods. Oh.
ब्रजभनुकटां व्यतिरङ्गलं त्यज मनाकच नत्यात्मनां भजन ब्रजभनुकटां व्यतिरङ्गते ब्रजिन हंसलम विश्वमंगलमनाकच नत्यात्मनां स्वजन हि दुर्गां जन्मितु
चौपर्यन्त हे अंग व्यक्ति रंग यर अंग व्हाट इज मीनिंग
डियर वन
डियर
वन ओ
बिलोवेड दैट इज अंग देन व्हाट होल मीनिंग
ओ बिलोवेड Your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braj's forest. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease of your devotee's heart.
Common meaning is this. Then we should read first Vaishnava Toshin because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thika is already there. He is telling that in last day slope that by five arrows Rahasyam Vidam Hrishavodayam Sahasitananam Premavakshanam Brihad Uro Sriyo Viksha. These are arrows of Kamdev. That is your five things. And by these things we know that you have some desire in your heart that is burning you. How you know? By your rahasya samvidam, prasitananam, prema vikshanam. We knew. So we have come here to subside these yours. And we are muhyate, we are bewildered how to pacify your all these things. So here both things cannot be done at a time. Braja jauna uka sangvyakti rangate. Vyakti means so many meanings here. By that five things, it is vyakta, it is we know that you have a very, very fast desire to meet us. And seeing your desire that calm, it comes in our heart also, inspires in our heart also. If banya ki hai, if flood comes in a main river, then every river who falls in that main river are nearer to that big river, everywhere there is flood. It is right? So this flood of calm enters in your head and your this is burning, and seeing this by so many things we realize it, and that thing comes also in us. That is Uddipana. By Uddipana it also comes to us. That is why we are always thinking hai mane elos. How we can invent the way how to pacify means
calm down.
To pacify your that calm which is going burning and going on. So always we have taap in our heart, burning sensation in our heart, that how and by what way we could pacify your this thing. So always thinking about this, we become immersed in your this bhav, in this mood. And that mood comes in us also. If a man will live with anyone, his bhartu can or his disquality can come infected. So your these things infected in our heart also. So we become also our heart burns always like yours. Your how to get the association of gopis, and we always are burning in my our hearts that how we can satisfy or pacify your all desires. So that calm comes in us also. You think how to get the associations of gopi, and we how to have association of Krishna, both, each other. So now you are not here and we are searching you to give our association. Because our affection, love, is automatically is to you. We automatically, by swabhavatah, naturally, we love you. So if any suffering comes to you,